The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the Department of Philosophy, it's Professor Beth Oljar.
Good to be here, as always.
So we really do need to get, like, a full set of Yacht Rock questions. I mean, like, the look on your face when you're like, wait, you did a set of questions
and
on
I
Yacht
wasn't
Rock?
Here? That would be terrible.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
That shouldn't be that tough. Know? Seriously, yep. There's enough artists doing it.
We could get Michael McDonald to call in and talk to Beth.
I did write to him once and sent me a picture of himself and thanked me for my letter.
Aw, was it signed?
Yeah.
By his agent.
Wow.
Huge auto pressures pen. On him and Kenny Loggins. Unfortunately, I got to see both of them live,
Kenny
so that
Loggins.
Was great. But
okay.
Yeah, these guys who can sing and they have beards. Just
just something about them.
Yep.
Well, Yamo be there. What more can I say? Professor Rob Dalka is joining us again as a guest panelist. It's complicated. We don't have a physics department, but physics is very well represented on our campus. You will not be tenured as a professor of chemistry and biochemistry, I assure you, except for maybe by some, like, random thing that happens. I don't know if you ever heard that story. It's good to have you here, Rob. Prasad got his first business cards after he was tenured, and it said professor of chemistry and biochemistry on them. It's kind of a...
He was upgraded.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know about that.
All right, I shouldn't have brought anything up. We
I
will make sure that you were tenured
a better claim to being
as a professor of physics.
Primary science.
It's a fight that happens between our disciplines.
It's just a logistic that they're in our department, but we love them in our department. So, you know, it's...
If there's any department to be a part of, I'm glad it's there.
There we go. There we go. Awesome. Awesome. So everything's moving right along. We sort of asked you during the last show, how is the history of the universe this semester?
History of the universe is a lot of fun. It's my second time teaching it. We do a lot of different topics in it. Right now we are starting on the planets. So we talked about Mercury and Venus today.
Cool.
And we're going to talk about Mars on Monday.
Nice. Professor Dan DiMaggio is here. What's going on with the FIRST organization recently?
Still busy, crazy busy.
Okay.
Middle of event season.
You're going to travel for like a national competition.
Yes, I'll be in Houston, I think.
Okay.
At the beginning of May. Nice. But things are good. It's just things are pretty quiet.
Quiet is okay, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet focuses the mind. Professor Aaron Bell is here from the Writing Center. What's going on, Aaron?
Well, segueing from cats to mice, no, we were having a good conversation in the break about mice and the different, sort of creatures that walk the
pests, hallowed
halls of certain buildings on campus. Do you think I'd get in trouble for putting a bird feeder outside my window because I like birds so much?
Yes.
Do you think that's against the rules?
I don't think so.
Did not see that in the handbook. So
okay.
Go ahead and do
it.
It's better to ask forgiveness than permission. So
I don't know how it got there. It just appeared in the window.
So weird.
What could the objection possibly be?
It'll attract mice.
Well, yeah, so a fun...
And squirrels, but we already have a billion of them on campus.
We have a lot
anyway.
Of squirrels. My kid bought for me for one Christmas one of those like bird feeders that has little like
a little
camera.
Yeah.
Bird buddy. Like, what's that on my bird feeder? It's got a long tail and it's and so it will.
It's
yeah.
An otter.
No, it wasn't an otter. Darn. We also in Royal Oak sometimes have some other critters that like to. So that's where I think they might say you can't have that feeder outside your window. But I might try it out anyway.
Those animals are already here.
I say go for it. Just
do
go
it.
For
we'll
it.
We'll all support you.
All right, I like that.
Absolutely.
Do a hummingbird feeder. Those
yes.
are pretty harmless.
They are.
There you go.
I've seen hummingbirds on campus, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone who knows everything about hummingbirds
of
is
course.
Professor Dave Chow.
Actually, we stopped feeding the hummingbirds in our room.
Because?
Because I had to change the water out every week. I was too lazy.
Oh, okay.
I was too lazy. I'll admit it.
We thought that was a high-level political issue.
No
hummingbird feeders in Berkeley.
I was just lazy, okay? I mean... Boiling the sugar water, refilling
you do have to,
it.
You have to keep up with it, yes.
Yeah, so I just got tired of that. That's awesome.
Completely understood. Professor Danielle Maxwell from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry is here with us. You didn't really have that much of a chance to grow anything at your house last year. Is anything planned this year?
I would like for things to be planned.
Okay.
That's where
okay.
I'm at.
Okay.
I am currently growing a sourdough starter and keeping it alive every single day, and I'm going to make sourdough bread for the first time this weekend. So that's what I'm currently focusing on.
That's very exciting.
So what you're saying is you have a concept of a plan.
I have a concept of a plan. I have dreams.
Hopes, aspirations.
I will get back to you in 2 weeks.
Yes,
that's as far as I've gotten. I would love to have a fresh cut flower garden, but it means keeping things alive.
Sometime. Yep. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. It's been a while since we've had any herb-based question sets. If you stump the panel, you'll receive a brand new edition of the ATP coffee mug and the autographed photograph of the professors. If you don't stump the panel, we'll still send you the autographed photograph. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Dear Matt and professors, oh my, I just heard the latest episode where my cheese questions were aired.
Oh, yeah.
Not again.
It was delightful.
I miss cheese day, too.
And slightly guilt-inducing, knowing I gave the professors such a difficult topic. I couldn't sit on my laurels and let the professors off the hook.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could have.
I've decided to find another topic with obscure names and challenge the profs once more. Oh, no, not cheese this time.
Oh, thank God.
Probably wine.
But maybe even one step further back. The topic will be cattle breeds.
Oh, my goodness.
It's still somewhat food-related, right? Attached are 25 names, and some of them are cattle breeds. Some are not. I'll leave it up to the profs and their infinite knowledge to discern the correct answers.
Okay, okay.
Infinite,
our good
right.
friend Amber Hubley sent us these.
So if they're not cattle breeds, what are
Well,
they
that's
all fit in another
start.
Category.
So we're Dan, just going to say cattle breed, not cattle breed.
Well, you'll see what I mean here in just a moment, because Dan's referring to the question set we had was, is it a cheese or a well-known mafioso? I mean, that was the set. This is a little bit deeper. So every question is going to be different.
Cheese. It's cheese.
Yep. Hinterwald is the keyword. Is it a cattle breed or a region of Asgard?
Asgard.
Yeah, I'm going to go Asgard.
Asgard.
It's a cattle breed. Here we go.
And we're over.
And we're off.
What is it then? The Hinter something?
The Hinterwald.
Wald is forest.
Isn't there a Hinter?
It sounds Norse.
Who knows German here?
I feel so bad. I was so confident.
I believe there may be some hidden in here.
No.
So,
that's mean.
It's pretty mean.
All right.
Just know we're probably wrong, by the way.
Beryoshka. So B E R Y O Z K A, cattle breed or Russian dance?
Russian dance.
Russian dance. It has to be Russian
I
dance.
I think it's a Dean. Oh.
I think it's a cattle breed.
That's Berichka.
I was close.
Jacqueline. It is a Russian dance. That's a win. That's a total win. Okay. Oh my gosh.
I really thought that, but after my false confidence, I didn't want to
What confidence?
The last time we did this, we were wrong like 75%
of the time. Yeah. Exactly. And I kept, well, that's because I kept on choosing 50 cheese.
Shot every time.
We were wrong.
Mertelenga. Cattle breed or Portuguese cheese? Oh, that was thrown in. That's just mean.
That's mean.
Yeah.
Cattle breed.
Is she mocking us there?
Cattle breed or Portuguese cheese?
I would say
cheese.
Cattle breed.
I'm going the cheese.
It says it's the cattle breed.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right. See, I took a pause.
If we could get to cattle breeds I've actually heard of, that would be
the Highland cow.
It's too easy, though, you know?
Vorderwald. Cattle breed or character in Harry Potter?
Vorderwald.
It's a cattle breed.
It's a cattle. Cattle.
It's a cattle breed.
That was
a
trick.
We do know that one.
A couple of softballs just for all of you.
Oh, thank God.
He who why wasn't it he who must not be named? That would have been, you know.
Seriously. Balasana. Is it a cattle breed or a position in yoga?
That's a cattle breed because I've never done that position in yoga. And if it is, I'll be shocked.
Like vinyasa is the closest.
Yeah, that's what
I
was thinking. It
sounds like vinyasa.
Yeah, so I think it's a.
Don't tell me it's yoga.
It is a yoga position.
Yeah. Oh, for the love of... Dan's got to find out.
It says it's the child's pose, Dan, if that means anything. Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's the best pose ever. You sit on your knees, and then you stretch out your arms like this, and it stretches out your spine.
My teacher.
Oh, it's like a cat stretch.
Never calls it that.
Yes, yeah, so it's sort of.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a very good stretch in your lower back.
What's the name of that?
Balasana.
Balasana.
Never heard of it.
B-A-L-A-S-A-N-A?
B-A-L-A-S-A-N-A, yep, exactly. Sevier, perhaps, S-E-V-I-E-R, cattle breed or river in Utah?
Oh.
I'm going with cattle breed on
River
that
in
one.
Utah.
River in Utah.
Serviette.
We what? Go.
Serviette. Sorry.
Serviette. We go right down the middle. It's a river. It's
okay.
A river.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I mean, yes, it's a river. What more can I say? Pembroke. Cattle breed or famous Irish poet?
Both.
It is not both.
Oh.
I don't.
Sorry.
I mean, I the iconic Irish poets, I don't remember hearing
Let's
any Pembroke.
Cattle.
Yeah.
Cattle.
It is cattle.
Yeah, yeah, there cattle are breed. A lot of distinctive cattle breeds yeah. In mm-hmm. the UK, so. Mm-hmm.
Speckle Park, two words.
Hmm.
Cattle breed or park in San Francisco?
Speckle Park.
Speckle
famous
Park.
Speckle Park. I don't know.
I was in San Francisco recently, but I don't remember.
I'll say cattle breed.
It is a cattle breed,
yes.
Dan. Yes,
wow.
That's a cattle breed. Mm-hmm. Draxenberger. Ooh, skitty. Cattle breed or stout beer brand?
Ooh, it sounds, if it's a beer, it sounds fun.
Either way, yeah.
It sounds like a beer.
It sounds like
yeah,
a beer.
Yeah, I'll go with a beer.
I'll go with the beer.
It's the cattle breed.
Oh, for the...
Good grief. We're just completely blowing these.
Ragabagh Khan. Two words. Ragabagh Khan. Cattle breed or Mongol ruler?
Sounds like a yoga position.
That was
Mongol ruler.
Balasana.
Oh.
It is the Mongol ruler. I'm going to just call it quits when you get it right on the first shot.
We have a chance.
We got to get these stats up, props.
Pad it.
Work on your stance.
Need some great inflation here.
Yeah. Urino. Y-U-R-I-N-O. Cattle breed or Japanese brand of sports car?
Cattle breed.
I've never heard of Urino.
So I'm wrong because
no,
he didn't
no,
say.
No, it's a cattle breed.
Oh,
oh good job.
We're,
okay.
We're over 50% at this point. Oh, this is woo. Great.
The curve is going to start mm-hmm. buckling now. So,
Valdostana Pezzata Rossa. Cattle breed or Italian wine?
Dan, help it out.
Well, there's a... when you said Valdostata, I thought you were going to say what's the Italian dish... with the veal, with the prosciutto on it, Valdostan's.
Oh, yeah, sure,
yes.
Sure.
So who's it?
At least at the restaurant I go to. So I'll go with the Italian.
It's the cattle breed.
Oh,
Dan, they're going to revoke your Italian-ness.
His eye
These
card.
Are not cattle breeds I've ever heard of.
I don't know what else to say. Flinders. Flinders with an I. Cattle breed or mountain range in Australia?
Mountain
the
range.
The Simpsons
yeah.
neighbor.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
What I was going to say.
A cattle breed.
The Simpsons neighbor.
That's Flinders, yeah. obviously. Yeah.
It is the mountain range.
Robert
Daniel said it was the mountain range. Yeah. Yeah. Coke Gazelle. Cattle breed or variety of zucchini? You should know this. You're a gardener.
Zucchini. Sure.
It is. It's the zucchini.
Oh, oh way
yes,
to go.
It is.
Aaron saves.
No. Yep.
We're over 50% here.
Courgettes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vorik, V-O-R-I-K, cattle breed or Vulcan character from Star Trek?
Oh, I'm going to go with, yeah, well, there's...
Wait, what's the name? What's no, it again?
There's
Vorik.
There's
V-O-R-I-K.
No, no, wasn't that the suitor on Voyager that went after B'Elanna Torres?
Oh my
Who's
gosh.
The engineer? You know what I'm talking about?
This guy knows his stuff,
Wait,
I tell you.
B'Elanna Torres was on
this
Voyager.
This is the Star Trek circle over here.
Yeah.
Remember there was a one that he had?
That's like the second in command Ponfar. Vulcan.
Ponfar?
When, yeah.
And he got all like,
yeah,
he got all.
He had the Ponfar and he, yeah.
She's like, ugh.
Yeah, I think, yeah, Vulcan
yeah.
character.
Yeah, yeah.
It is, it's
yeah.
the Vulcan oh. character, yeah. That's right.
Ooh, they'll yeah. be back in the Starfleet.
It's making me think of the 7-year itch, that episode.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Basically.
On the original real Star Trek.
Yeah, that's the original.
They were in heat.
Yeah.
Pinsgauer, Pinsgauer, cattle breed or Austrian clothing brand?
Cattle breed.
That could be both, actually.
Italian mob boss?
It's not both, it's cattle breed.
Oh, jeez.
Italian mob boss.
Can we get some
boss?
Normal cattle, like, you know, Guernsey, Jersey?
The Highland
Angus,
cow.
Belted Swiss. I mean, like, types of, you know, cattle that I've actually heard of.
Hertfordshire.
Podhale Zackel. Cattle breed or Polish sheep breed?
What?
How does it have like all?
Yeah,
is
all
it all consonants?
Q's and F's. And
is there a lot of J's?
Yeah.
No. Oh.
It's a P O D H A L E separate word Z A C K E L.
Sounds like a sheep.
No, I'm going to go with the cattle. It can't be Polish with.
It's
know.
The sheep.
It's,
the
it's
sheep.
Getting sheep.
I wonder if one of those words means sheep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nagori, N-A-G-O-R-I, cattle breed or Chinese electronics brand?
I thought it was like a drink.
Don't look at me.
A Negroni.
It's a Negroni.
And I thought it was Nagani or whatever, the snake from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It's
I'd say cattle.
It's the cattle. You did very, very yes. well.
Does Nagori sound Chinese to you? Or Korean?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
I would
that's
think true. Japanese.
Nagini. But... That's the name of the snake in Harry Potter. I thought it was Nagini.
Norris.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Emile Edwards. E-M-I-L-E. Emile Edwards. Cattle breed or the current mayor of Baton Rouge? We've gone sublime here.
Say this again.
Emile Edwards. Is it a cattle breed or the current mayor of Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
The mayor, although I'm not sure I know who
it is. Sounds like a fancy cattle. Like a really like a show
the
cattle.
The best part is the same thing has happened in every one of these question sets. You all get to the point where you're like, let's see who says something first.
Rob, we're going to talk about you.
I'm going to go cattle.
I'm going to go show cattle. Like really fancy
it's
cattle.
It's the mayor.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like, that's it. We're going to hungry like the wolf the whole table here. Oh my gosh. Just a couple more.
We're giving away a car
no,
in this
Duran,
rate.
Duran, please.
Red Chittagong. C-H-I-T-T-A-G-O-N-G. Cattle breed. Or yarn dye?
Cattle breed.
It is a cattle breed.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I thought it was
absolutely. Tea. Blue Albion. Cattle breed or Swiss chocolate brand?
Sounds like a school on the west side of the state.
Go with the chocolates.
Brand. It'd be a gray cattle if it was a blue.
Well, Swiss Blue Albion?
Yeah. I'm going to go cattle.
I'll go cattle. I changed my mind.
I'm going to go gray cattle.
You're erring on the side of correct. That is cattle, yeah. Roman Sionis. Is it a cattle breed or the secret identity of a Batman villain?
Oh,
sounds
Roman Sionis.
Is this who the Riddler really was?
Is this like was it the Black Hood or something like that? The alias?
I'm giving it to you. He was the Black Mask. He was a Batman villain. Close. Yes. The Riddler was Edward Nygma. E-Nygma.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Cover.
Oh. Yeah, that's the Riddler. Okay,
I'm pretty sure that this Joker. One okay. is going to be fairly easy. Poe Dameron, cattle breed or Star Wars character?
Star Wars.
Yeah. It's from the new trilogy.
Poe Dameron. Have you seen the new Mandalorian trailer?
Absolutely have. It looks great.
Little Grogu, he's so cute.
He ain't little no more.
The trailer ends with him having the sleeve of the macaroons, and the Mandalorian takes him away. He's like, no more until after dinner.
Aww.
What is this movie going to be? It's going to be so great.
That thing does eat nonstop.
Yeah, he eats nonstop.
A lot.
It's cute. It's
reminds me of E.T. in that regard.
Austrian Yellow, cattle breed or cheese? You knew it was going to end this way, right?
Probably cheese.
Is this the both question?
I'm staying away from this one. I'm not touching this one.
This could be a both question.
This could be the both.
It's not the both.
I feel like Austrian Yellow, though. Like, are there really cheeses that are just like, if it's Austrian, like have American, like an
Like American Yellow?
Yeah, like.
Austrian Yellow?
Yeah, that seems.
Or car-
That's not real cheese.
I'm going to need one of you to give me a final
I'm
answer.
I'm staying out of this.
It's a cheese.
I'm recusing myself.
It's the cattle breed. Last but certainly not least,
mercifully
Tudanka, T-U-D-A-N-C-A, a cattle breed or a painting by Picasso?
Tudanka?
Is this the last one? Oh, no. Is this the both one?
I'm going to go
this
cattle breed.
This is not
breed.
The both
no,
one.
No.
That's a painting.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go cattle breed because I can't imagine.
You said there was a both one. Is this the last one?
I lied. I was supposed to lie to screw
you
guys
lied.
Up.
Oh.
Fibbing now. Oh, jeez.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
Yes, that was horrible.
So, for the record, we have one for
cattle breed.
Cattle breed and one for painting. And we
the artist is going non-painting on this one.
Yeah.
I follow the directions.
I feel like they're trying to trick us and make me think of, like, Guernica.
Yeah,
exactly. I would say cattle.
It's like, yeah.
I'm going to go cattle.
Which is a painting.
Cattle breed, and we hit it over 50%. So I just, that was.
So is that a passing grade?
So we pass with a D, right?
It seems like, you know, law of averages.
This was not a 50-50. There was a third option in there. This was a one-third for us.
That is true. That is
we were deceived into thinking there was a third option by the moderator.
But we were all of us deceived, weren't we?
Oh. Jeez.
All right. We got a few
like
minutes
being
here.
Deceived.
I know. Neither do I.
Do we have some imponderables?
We have some interesting things here.
Which we will then ponder.
Dear professors, we're in the middle of culling our latest list of questions for your fine show, but we're not quite ready yet. We've also been absolutely slacking in providing your show with more imponderables, but we've come up with the following questions for you to toss out to the assembled esteemed panel for discussion. We hope that they provide a few moments of insight, banter, and possibly deep-seated revelation. Please enjoy our good friend, the Family Burrows, with Frank. Warmest greetings, as always, from Valencia, California. Oh, my. Let's see. Which professor would be good if you had to hide a body?
Hmm. Definitely the organic chemist with all the solvents. They could just dissolve the body and hide it pretty easily.
Matt, it'd be you.
True.
I think so, huh?
You watched Breaking Bad. You know how to do it.
I do, but that was hydrofluoric acid.
You have access to that.
I do have access to that.
So
you want to make sure you get the right receptacle for dissolving.
I mean, to dissolve the body. That's exactly what it was.
Is there actually acid that can dissolve the whole body?
Hydrofluoric acid, yep.
Like literally liquefy it in a tub.
It takes the calcium.
Send it down the drain.
So have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
That's what I said.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen The Usual Suspects with the cleaner that comes. Is this The Usual Suspects?
Similar.
Harvey Keitel is the cleaner.
Yep, the cleaner.
He does that, but in Breaking Bad, actually, Walter asked Jesse to go to essentially a Home Depot and pick up a bunch of supplies because that's what he plans to do for this body, but Jesse got something that was plastic or something.
Yeah.
And so, of course, the acid ate right through the plastic. It was in the tub, right?
Yeah.
It's the way the story goes is that Walter kills somebody for the first time, and they don't know what to do with the body because they've never done it before, but they play it up for comedy. He says, chemical disincorporation is what he says to Jesse. He's like, what? We're going to drown the body in hydrofluoric acid. And he said it has to be plastic.
Because HF won't eat it.
Oh, I just put the body in the tub on the second floor, which is ceramic, and in the middle of the showing of the house for sale, a chemically disincorporated body pours down through the ceiling.
That's right.
It's one of the most gruesome things that I've ever even thought about, but it made me laugh out loud when it happened.
So,
I'm just going to be honest.
Matt is chemically disincorporating the body.
I'm going to be the chemical disincorporation.
Yeah.
Which professor, and you know, it doesn't have to be a professor in this room, the more you think about it. We could pick on our...
Prasad.
Well, I don't know how you're able to divine these things, but the question was going to be, who would be the best to put up for a filibuster? I think Prasad would be up there. He would be up there.
Prasad would be up there.
The man's got 12 lungs. I mean, he can speak for hours.
Yep. Interesting bill recently put on the floor by our senator from Michigan, Alyssa Slotkin, to get rid of the filibuster on both sides. I mean, no, we've seen that happen about 1,000 times in the last 50 years, but just interesting to see.
Yeah, we might actually have a majority wins in the Senate. What a radical idea.
What a radical idea, right? Yeah.
Go, Alyssa.
Which of the professors would be the first abducted by aliens? I don't know. That's not something you want to race to, but you know, you think that would be you?
I don't think that's a point of pride, but
Beth is ready to go, is all I'm saying.
I'm just sure the aliens would grab me and, you know, do something. It'd be like Cartman and the anal probe.
Oh, jeez.
First episode of South Park ever.
If they do, let me know if Bigfoot's real, please.
Look, you're not that far off the comedy path. With last week Obama casually mentioning on a podcast that aliens are real, and then Trump going, I'm going to release the UFO files, and that'll make everybody happy.
But actually, all he was saying was that given the size of the galaxy or the universe or something, it would be strange.
He's just making a logical argument.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, very logical. Life.
Which is so alien to certain individuals right now.
Yeah,
you got it.
Rob, any discussion of UFOs and aliens in History of the Universe?
We do at the end of the semester, in the last couple classes, we talk about what's known as the Drake Equation, which is part of this, like, the universe is so big, there's so many habitable planets, there's this likelihood of contact in this many years. And it shows that it's unlikely that we would ever contact aliens, but is likely that they exist.
There you go.
That seems like the reasonable conclusion.
It is.
What is that other more depressing theory? I forget the name of it, where it's like, they either stopped by and they thought we were
lame,
stupid.
Not worth
it. Or they all died out. I can't think of the theory.
This is like Lilo and Stitch, right? Where they think that our planet is pronounced Earth. Yarn, they send Stitch.
Oh, that's so great. That is really
It's named
really
my car. Stitch.
Stitch.
It's blue like Stitch. Movie. Oh, I love that.
Oh, that's
so
right.
Much.
Yeah, your car is named after an alien now that I think about it.
Yes.
Which professor would look the least innocent if they were put into a police lineup. Wow, how do you answer that one?
Sheesh. No comment.
What's the crime?
I'm going to vote for myself on that, I think.
Self-nomination?
Because I can't lie very easily. I would look guilty.
Yeah. It's always the quiet guy. It is. Tell you. I was getting a little Usual Suspects vibe from that one. Which professor would be the first to break any kind of a world record? I don't even know.
I will admit, I've tried.
That would not be me.
What did you try to do?
What did you try to do?
Well, one, I was trying to break the world's record for musical chairs, and then I was going to go for the world's world record for a grape toss.
You have to explain both.
Both. Yes.
Okay. Explain both. The musical chairs, I literally sent letters to Cobo Hall, Joe Louis Arena, multiple arenas in the area, and we would eliminate like 100 people at the first wipe and then work our way down. It'd be like a 4 or 5 hour thing, and then you have one chair left in the center and two people go for it. That's all.
You were going to be Mr. Beast before Mr. Beast even
existed. I was 17 at the time.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing.
And then I was going to do the grape catch.
Which is?
You throw
a grape and you catch it with your mouth. Which I can do about 30, 40 yards. I can catch.
So what's the record? The height or the number of times you do it?
The distance. The distance. Oh, 102 yards.
Oh, my gosh.
So they toss it and they run 102 yards.
No, I need somebody who can throw a grape 102 yards.
So we got to call Jared Goff. Possibly.
Or
why don't you just toss it straight up in the air and you could do it yourself?
Because it would hurt like the dickens of it. Yeah.
Oh, that would be a lot of
that's a lot of pain.
The physicist is going to chime in.
That's
gravity.
But distance wise, as long as you can get the contrast in the sky, I can relatively catch it.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Had no idea that this was going on across the street.
For those of you who've been to the CCS campus.
How far away is Matt's house?
You guys know the CCS campus, right? We've got the Tinker Toy building.
Yep.
We used to have openings in one of the galleries on the first floor. And one of the things that we used to do is can you throw it over the building? And most people can, for the most part. So they throw it over the building. I run to the other side and I catch it.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
And this happened?
Yeah, regularly.
Wow.
Is this any worse than the... Well, Beth remembers this
one. The bullion cubes.
You'll never forgive me for that one.
Oh, no, I just thought that was hysterical.
You have to explain this to Rob.
I thought that was the funniest prank
ever. We only have a few seconds left. The prank of the century.
Michigan State, Acres Hall, take out the shower heads, drop in a bullion cube, and leave.
Oh, gosh.
So you got to shower in soup.
Yeah, soup. Yeah, so as soon as warm water hits, soup. So.
Oh, no.
So that was one of my practical jokes.
But nothing that, I mean, it's funny, and B, it's not really going to do any damage. No. It's not going to hurt anybody, right?
Yeah.
That's part of, that was part of what makes
it. And then it's
gone.
Ah, savory.
You just taste really salty, go home, and your cat will take care of it.
We're going to need that as a sketch, a cat drinking bouillon cube.
Off of your forehead.
Yeah,
Your cats lick you?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And you're like, you're not a dog. It hurts.
It hurts because it feels like Velcro.
You've got little spikes on your tongue.
It's not pleasant. It's not pleasant.
I think that is the perfect way for us to end this episode. The time has come to say goodbye, Beth.
Goodbye.
Rob.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Aaron.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
And Danielle.
Adios.
And now these words...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.